This is KGOU, your NPR source. Good afternoon, I'm Paige Willett-Lowe. The 33rd annual Jazz in June continues tonight in Norman. KGOU's Jacob McClelland met up with a musician from one of the bands to talk about his group's legacy.
That's Glenn Miller's Little Brown Jug, performed this afternoon as a combo by the U.S. Air Force Airmen of Note at the Norman Public Library West. The music of Glenn Miller casts a long shadow over the Airmen of Note. They formed in 1950 to carry on the tradition of Miller's Army Air Force Band.
Today, I think it's a combination of just really great energy. People can, it's not so esoteric that it takes them out of something that they can dance to still.
That's Senior Master Sergeant Tyler Kubler. He's the Airmen of Note's music director and lead alto sax player. We spoke right before he led the six-person combo in a musical clinic at the library. The entire Airmen of Note 18-member orchestra and one vocalist will perform later tonight at Jazz in June.
I think for our veterans, and people really of all ages, I think the music speaks to a certain time in America. The end of that World War II, the service that people were doing, a sense of patriotism. I think it really brings back really great memories, as well as just being really fun music, enjoyable to listen to, danceable, and just really happy music to play and to listen to.
What other artists are in the repertoire of the Airmen of Note?
Oh boy, we take that legacy of innovation that he started back in 1950 and earlier, and we've taken that and have tried to keep on the cutting edge of big band through the years, so that we'll have everything from early 40s swing, Bix Beiderbecke, Coleman Hawkins, Glenn Miller, of course, all the way up through the most cutting edge big band artists of today. And we like to cultivate our own sound as well. We have a lot of writers in the band, and we've always had a chief staff arranger for the band that helps identify the sound of the Airmen of Note through the years. So we feel like we have a core sound that our audience and fans can really identify immediately.
Now, you mentioned that core sound that your fans can identify with, but also kind of that innovation. Is there kind of a line there? What's the line between maintaining tradition but still innovating?
Right, I think it's remaining relevant, and all artists deal with that to a degree. But our mission is first and foremost to honor our veterans and to represent the men and women of the United States Air Force. So we do that with a wide variety of programming that lets people in and tries to be very inclusive. So we'll do a typical concert. We'll have swing music from Count Basie, of course, Glenn Miller in every one of our concerts. We'll have some rock or funk from the 80s. We'll have some real high-energy, aggressive big band stuff from, you know, the current crop of writers. We try to be very inclusive with our programming.
The Airmen of Note, one of the reasons that it seems like this band is so distinct is because you have not only this role as touring musicians, but also educators. Does your role as educators, does that seep its way into the performance at all?
Absolutely. I think it informs almost everything that we do in terms of how we relate to our audiences. We do have a lot of highly educated people in the band. Many people have a master's, and more are now getting their doctorates. For instance, this afternoon we're at the Norman Public Library, and we'll be doing, we have a program called AIM, which is Advancing Through Innovation and Music, and it's our educational outreach program. Sometimes we'll go into secondary schools, universities, and colleges, and we'll spend an afternoon doing clinics and master classes, working with the students, and trying to impact them positively.
No, I don't want to give too much away for tonight's performance, but do you know some of the pieces that'll be on the set list for this evening?
Tonight's going to be fun. At jazz festivals like these, we like to kind of bring out the big guns, as we say. So we'll be doing a lot of fun, high energy big band music. We've got some really great vocals. Our vocalist, Tech Sergeant Paige Roble, is fantastic. She's always a big hit with the audiences. So I think we'll have something for everyone tonight. It's sure to be a fun show. We'll have two sets.
That's Master Sergeant Tyler Kubler. He's the music director and alto saxophone player for the U.S. Air Force Airmen of Note. He spoke with KGOU's Jacob McClelland. The Airmen of Note will perform tonight as part of Jazz in June. They'll take the stage at 7 at Brookhaven Village. Tonight's second band will be Beto and the Fairlanes. You can find more information at kgou.org or jazzinjune.org.